Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Emurian, E-M-U-R-Y-A-N. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Scott Emurian is a 52-year-old male who describes he was injured at work on 2-5-21. Appeared at that time while in his position as an underwater welder, he fell off of a ladder that was approximately 15 feet tall. Appeared its bottom was in the water. Appeared he fell onto pilings that were also in the water in a feet-first fashion. Appeared he describes that his right leg, quote, exploded, period, end quote. He was seen at Cooper Trauma Emergency Room the same day. Appeared he was diagnosed with a femur fracture, for which he underwent surgery on 2-6-21, involving placing of rod and screws, as well as fasciotomy for compartment syndrome. Appeared he completed his course of active treatment approximately 15 months ago. Appeared, as far as the mechanism of injury, he had to be hoisted out of the cramped location onto which he fell. Appeared, Mr. Emurian denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Appeared, he states that after the subject event, he developed problems with his left knee due to overcompensation. Appeared, this was treated with injection. Appeared, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Emurian alleges he fell from a ladder on 2-5-21, resulting in permanent injuries to the right leg, left leg, right hip, residuals of fasciotomy, and cosmetic residuals. Appeared treatment records show he was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 2-5-21. Appeared he stated he was carrying a box of items, heavy items, down a ladder of a construction site building when he slipped and fell off the ladder and into the nearby river. Appeared along the trajectory of the fall, there was a post which his right leg hit on the way into the water. Appeared he denied any loss of consciousness. Appeared upon exam of the right lower extremity, they found deformity with swelling. Period. He had pain and an orthopedic appliance traction device was in place. Period. He underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. CAT scan of the brain and cervical spine were negative. Period. CAT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis were negative. Period. X-rays of the lower extremities on the right found a mid-shaft femur fracture. Period. He was admitted to the hospital. Period on 2-6-21, he did undergo surgery by Dr. Mikes, M-I-K-E-S. Period. This involved retrograde intramedullary nailing of a comminuted right midfemoral diaphyseal fracture. Period. He remained in the hospital for several days receiving supportive treatment. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered. Period. He was discharged from the hospital on 2-11-21, period. New paragraph. Mr. Emurian followed up. Scratch that. On 2-8-21, Mr. Emurian was seen by the physiatrist named Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. On 2-8-21, his diagnosis was right femoral shaft fracture, status post-traction, and status post-right femur surgery, IMN, parentheses, intramedullary nailing, close parentheses, period. Dr. Cohn had him participate in rehabilitation and thought upon discharge it was likely he would need inpatient rehabilitation to maximize function. Period. On 5/4/21, he was seen by physician assistant Rowe, R-O-W-E, at Cooper Orthopedics. Period. He noted the petitioner underwent IMN right femur on 2/6/21 by Dr. Graf, G-R-A-F. Period. His weight bearing is tolerated. Period. He had updated x-rays of the right femur in the office today. Period. He was in no distress. Period. The x-rays it was explained with this type of injury, patients are typically out of commission for approximately 12 to 18 months, pending bone healing and demand of job activities. Period. The x-rays were read as stable and healing, right femur fracture status post intramedullary nailing, where there is slight continuation of bone healing. Period. On 1/7/22, he presented complaining of left knee pain that he thought might be from overcompensating on the right side. Period. He had a benign clinical exam with motion from 0 to 125 degrees with no crepitus. Period. There was medial and lateral joint line tenderness. Period. Patellar compression and Clark's inhibition test were positive. Period. McMurray's, Lachman's, and Varus and Balogh's tests were negative. Period. Arthrocentesis of the left knee was done. Period. He was diagnosed with chondromalacia patella of the left knee. Period. The knee was then administered corticosteroid injection. Period. He followed up orthopedically with Mr. Rowe and others over the next few months, running through 10/25/22. Period. On that occasion, he was still having some pain and was attending physical therapy. Period. History learned that was that he used to be a linebacker. Period. Now he gets his exercise from walking his dog 3 miles per day up and down hills and through the woods. Period. X-rays of the femur showed the femur was healed. Period. There was one broken screw distally, but the rest were intact. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement, but was still unable to work secondary to discomfort and weakness. Period. He was to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph on 5/22/21. He was seen by Dr. W-O-R-R-I-L-O-W. Period. He related his greatest functional limits at that time, 14 to 15 weeks post-op, were ambulating stairs, anything where he has to move his right leg because the pain has been intense, self-care, walking, and transitional movements such as bed mobility, sit to stand, and car transfers. Period. Upon exam, he had an antalgic gait on the right, which was marked by significant right lateral lurch of the trunk from loading response through mid-stance phase on the right lower extremity. Period. There was a shortened left step length and decreased right lower extremity stance time. Period. He recommended additional rehabilitation, period. Nerve conduction slash EMG was done on 6/10/22 by Dr. Knopf, N-O-F-F, period. The results of this right lower extremity study were normal, period. Clinically speaking, the weakness is greatest in the distribution of the right femoral nerve, with relative sparing of the peroneal and tibial innervated muscles, period. He was seen on 125/23 by Dr. Costa, C-O-S-T-A, for transition into care, period. He had atrophy of the quadriceps musculature and lateral scarring present from prior fasciotomy, period. He was diagnosed with history of open reduction and internal fixation procedure of the right femur, comma, atrophy of the right thigh muscles, comma, and history of right femur fracture. He thought Scott continued to have a medical disability with profound weakness of the right proximal leg where there was atrophy. Period. He ordered an MRI of the right femur. Period. He also felt the EMG would be beneficial on a repeat basis with Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Period. He was also to obtain updated radiographs of the right femur, as Dr. Costa was unable to view any of his formal radiograph reports. Period. He was able to see pictures of the healing process through the patient's cell phone. Period. He was to follow up in 2 months. Period. He did return on 4/11/23 and continued to have the same pain and weakness in the right leg at the thigh. Period. He did have updated MRI as well as EMG done. Period. Dr. Costa noted the updated MRI of the right femur on 2/7/23 showed no muscle atrophy evident involving the muscles of the right thigh. Period. Electrodiagnostic study done by Dr. Murphy on 3/13/23. We found no evidence of focal entrapment neuropathy in the nerves examined on that day of the right lower extremity. Period. Dr. Costa wrote he had no overwhelming atrophy of the muscles under radiologic evaluation, but on physical exam there is vastus lateralis atrophy in addition to VMC weakness. Period. He is proceeding with his current legal battle for the workers' compensation injury. Period. Dr. Costa described the possibility of performing scar tissue injections as well as iliotibial band trigger point injections at his request in the fall should the need arise. Period. And then we'll go to physical exam. Scratch that before we go to physical exam. As per the formal radiology report on 4/21/24, it was read as no abnormalities being seen. There was artifact from an intramedullary nail in the right femur. Period. This was MR angiography of the right hip. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed marked atrophy of the right thigh, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. There was no swelling or effusions. Pretty did have healed surgical scars, appeared at the right anterolateral thigh. He had a longitudinal scar measuring 2 inches in length. He also had a linear scar over the patella area measuring approximately 1.5 inches in length. Pretty also had portal-type scars, with one at the upper lateral femur and 2 at the lower lateral femur near the patella. The normal 3 manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for right quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired hips and pelvis were normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his heels without difficulty. Paired he walked on his toes, but complained of tenderness in his thigh while doing so. But he changed positions fluidly, but was able to squat with support. Paired the rest of that is normal. And we're deleting upper extremities and cervical spine, but keeping in thoracic and lumbar. Impressions. On tube 521, Scott Amerian fell 15 feet from a ladder while at work. He states he fell into a piling that was in the water where he was working. He had to be hoisted out of the confined area on which he landed because his leg was not working properly. He was seen at Cooper Emergency Room where x-rays of the femur showed a fracture right away. He underwent surgical intervention as listed above. He was hospitalized through 2/11/21 having undergone physiatry and other specialist evaluations. New paragraph, he followed up as an outpatient postoperatively. EMG was done on 6/10/22 and was negative. Updated x-rays of the right thigh were done on 4/21/23 and were unrevealing. In paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Amerian did find atrophy of the right thigh with some associated weakness. He had a normal physiologic gait without a limp or antalgia. He did not use any assisted devices. He was able to walk on his toes but complained of pain while doing so. He could walk on his heels and on a flat surface without any difficulty. There was no shortened stance. New paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip. Based upon my notes, there should not be cosmetic residuals. There is 0% permanent partial disability at the left leg. End.